This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We're kicking off hour number two of the show here until 10 o'clock Eastern. We do it six nights a week, Monday through Saturday, live from 8 till 10 Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can also vote for us. We give you the archives for free. We give you a live streaming, the Shrine of Female Listeners, bulletin board system, all of it. Everything you find at freetalklive.com on the house. But you can vote for the show if you appreciate all that.
Yeah, you should be happy to vote for the show.
Lots of these other talk shows want to charge you money for the features that we give to you. So if you appreciate that, go to vote.freetalklive.com, cast your vote. It's a once-a-month thing, not a big effort, not a big deal, takes you less than a minute. Vote.freetalklive.com, and we would much appreciate that. Throughout the entire show so far tonight, we've been talking about parental notification on abortion. And people got some strong opinions about this. And we're going to get back into the calls here because they are coming in. Let's go to John in Missouri. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich, listening on KCXL. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey.
I think more fundamentally at issue behind this is before you can get pregnant, you have to have sex.
Right. Yes.
And do parents,
we knew that part.
Do parents have a right to restrict a child's sexual life? Do children have any sexual rights?
I would say no.
Okay,
hold on, there was two questions there. Do parents have a right to restrict their children, and do children have sexual rights? Which one are you saying no to, Manwich?
I would say that in most cases, parents have the right to restrict their children. If they don't want them to go out, no, you can't go out.
You can restrict their freedom of movement, but once they're gone from your sight, how can you possibly expect to restrict what they do, right?
Chastity belt.
Well, first of all, the reason that most people would be reticent to approach their parents about having an abortion would be because their parents did not want them to be having sex in the first place.
I would agree with that.
In keeping with the parasite analogy, if you are a teenage girl with this perceived parasite living inside of you, don't you think you have a right to get rid of it?
You know, I feel like you should. I'm on your side.
I personally don't feel like my teenage daughter should be able to get an operation without my consent. I don't care what it's for. I mean, if it's some kind of parasite that's living in her, operations are dangerous. I mean, people die. And I think that I, as a parent, should have the opportunity to have a discussion with her before this happens.
Yeah. I think that you should, too, and I think a lot of this has to do with the way that kids are raised. And let's point this out. John, wouldn't you agree? In fact, Johnson said something about this off the air. I don't think we brought it up on Monday night, but he knew somebody who apparently had hit themselves in the stomach over and over again, a female who was pregnant, who was afraid to go and talk to her parents about it, literally beat herself in the stomach enough times to where she actually had a miscarriage, and she self-aborted the baby. So I think that if we start making it so that more doctors have to are mandated by law to inform the parents, you're going to find that some of the more crafty kids are going to go around and try to figure out a way to just avoid the whole process entirely and do it all on their own, not necessarily with a back alley abortion, but maybe with something as just primitive as beating themselves in the belly with a baseball bat. Do you think that's possible, John?
It's what they have to resort to. It's the same. It's if they do away with abortion altogether, you're back to the coat hangers.
I think it depends on how afraid they are of informing their parents. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. Let's talk to James in Nevada. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Well.
What's up?
Well, I want to say that I particularly agree with you, Ian, on this issue. Mainly how the parents raise the child. And
yes.
I would agree with it. It's mainly that. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, the reason I disagree with Manwich, more or less, is two reasons. One is that, first of all, I don't support any law made by the government supporting either way on this issue. And then, second of all, this really has to do with the family structure, because a family to me is a form of a small government anyway. And you have to, the way Manwich, I'm here in Manwich, he's basically saying that the family would be more authoritarian. And when you're trying to raise a child in a principled manner, like, you know, as a libertarian, it seems like you'd be giving them conflicting signals if you're being an authoritarian and not teaching them libertarian principles. So I think it really comes down to more exactly how you raise the family and the child. that would make them not want to go out and do that, or would have them come and tell you what they were doing. You know what I'm saying?
I see your point on that, and I'm not saying I exactly support a law. What I actually support is precedence.
What's that mean?
Precedence in a court case, and but I understand that.
Meaning, if a doctor didn't inform somebody,
it's essentially the same thing. Because there's still going to be men with guns intending to collect a penalty from the doctor. So, you know, that's the difference. It's a slight, and I, you know, understand.
I gotta agree entirely with you, James. It does have everything to do with the way the children are raised. Because, again, you know, if you raise the kids right, if you raise them to be open-minded, they're going to come to you with this sort of thing. And, man, what you're just trying to, I think, you're thinking about all the people that are raising their kids wrong, and their kids are afraid to come and talk to them about these things, and you want to force this conversation to happen. I think there's going to be problems that come from that.
Who am I to say that they're raising their kids wrong?
And you don't have to force them to have the conversation with their parents. I mean, the kids, as far as I'm concerned, the kids do have a choice. They can either come to their parents with this problem that they have, or they can just leave.
Okay, true. That much is true, no doubt about that. So if they want to continue staying in the home, they should come to their parents.
Right.
I will agree with you on that. How do you feel about that, James?
Well, you know, I agree with that. You know, if a child is living in the parents' home and, you know, they're getting everything paid for, they do need to come to them, or at least get some kind of permission. But the thing about it is just, if you look at most cases where kids do not want to go to their parents and tell them something, it usually has to do with, like I said, that authoritarian nature and that control. And usually, if you look at a kid's behavior that's in a family like that, most of what they're doing is somewhat of a reflection of the parent themselves, you know? So
I don't know if I entirely agree with that point. And I just, it seems to me that you know, good parents can raise their kids well, and they'll still make mistakes. And I feel that you know, I should be supported by society at large.
But some kids feel okay coming and talking to their parents about their mistakes, and some kids are deathly afraid of coming to their parents to talk to them about their
mistakes. But I'm saying that not talking to their parent in a particular instance is still a mistake. For instance,
Wait
a second. You know, had several girlfriends in high school, and you know, had sex with them, and nobody got pregnant. But I mean, I was a bad influence on these girls, as it were.
Okay.
I wasn't a good influence on most people in high school, quite honestly. And for instance, you know, in that particular instance, I could have gotten those girls possibly to have made bad choices where they could have had good families, you know, like, no, we don't want to tell anybody, you know, that kind of thing. And
right.
I think that they can be affected by outside sources.
You're certainly speculating.
I am, but this is all speculation.
No doubt. James, final thoughts.
No, that's about it. Just wanted to make that comment.
Great call, man. Thanks. 800-259-5791. You asked who I am to say how it is that people raise their kids is right or wrong. Well, my opinion's just as valid as anybody else's, and I happen to think that almost all of this issue with people notifying their parents, parents demanding to be notified, all of this uncomfortability around abortion and sex and everything about this, it all stems back to the Puritan past of the United States.
You do hate that Puritan past.
And I do hate it so much because I really do think it is totally ruining generations in this country, because sex is not something that people should be afraid of. Sex isn't something that
it
should be talked about. Of course it has repercussions, but in the way it's handled with a lot of families in this country is, we don't talk about that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be having sex.
That is an absolute mistake.
Sex is bad. You should just stay away. Don't ever have sex and until you're married and you've found the right person. And we put so much of a burden on sex. We scare our kids so much about sex when, in fact, it's just a simple mechanical act that human beings were designed to do. If we just teach our kids how to do it safely and be honest with them about it and be honest with ourselves about it, I think we'd have a whole different situation. I'd like to explore that a little bit more coming up. 800-259-5791. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. Bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, where you can visit our listener map, where we have over 500 of our listeners that have gone and added themselves to our worldwide map of listenership in various different countries around the world. You can go and zoom in and zoom out and see who might be in your listening area. Maybe an old college buddy. We had a couple of guys reunite via the Free Talk Live listener map at map.freetalklive.com. Again, that is map.freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, you can call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed, freestateproject.org. Okay, so I wanted to just kind of touch on where I think the root of all of this is coming from. The root of all of our problems here with kids going out, having sex, and trying to cover it up from their parents. Why are they trying to cover it up from their parents? Well, because their parents say things like, you shouldn't have sex. Sex is bad. It's dangerous. And it is. That part's true. Sex, but really they're coming from a lot of parents come from a moralistic standpoint. It's against Jesus to have sex. Sex is evil. You shouldn't be participating in it until you get married. Blah, blah, blah. But that's nice to say and everything. Unfortunately, you're fighting against teenage hormones. And those hormones are a hell of a lot more powerful in a lot of cases than the parental edicts. And so what you have is a bunch of, you've got these moralistic parents trying to impose their way on their children. And just like in the war on drugs, where you say, kids, don't do drugs. What do? It's interesting. It's intriguing. They go out and they do some drugs as a result of it. Sure, the message works on some of the kids. Sure, some kids won't do drugs. Sure, some kids won't have sex. But the ones that do, try to cover it up. The ones that do, try to keep it quiet. And so therefore, if they're keeping their sex life quiet, period, then they're, of course, going to want to keep the fact that they got the girl pregnant quiet. The girl's going to want to keep that fact quiet if she's got these moralistic kind of parents.
And it's not that easy, though. I mean, it's not just with the moralistic parents. My parents certainly weren't more of these fanatic moralists. You're killing Jesus when you have sex.
Mine weren't
parents.
Either.
But, I mean, when I was a teenager, I certainly wasn't going to tell my parents, hey, you know,
why is that?
You know, Mom, I got down with this Asian girl last night.
Why weren't you going to tell your parents?
Because when you're a teenager, it's just not something you talk to your parents about in most cases.
Why?
Well, I have no answer for that.
It's because of the puritanical past in this country. Even though your parents weren't go-to-church-every-Sunday kind of parents, they weren't all holy-type parents, they still had it. There was still some sort of miscommunication. There was still some sort of lack of communication about sex. There was some sort of dishonesty about sex.
And just a second. Now, sex has consequences. We've agreed on that, right?
Of course.
And sex with more partners has more consequences, right?
Sure.
One would agree that sex inside of a marriage or, you know, committed relationship is probably the best and safest way to have it, right?
Yeah, sure.
So the sex...
If you believe that that...
So I'm driven... Personally, yeah. Driven to have sex outside of my committed relationship. I don't do it, but I'm driven to. And it's the parents wouldn't. Certainly not. They're not going to go, hey, high five, good job, Jason. You know, that kind of thing. They're not going to.
Yeah, I would
reward. Well, I think that you're crazy.
As long as my kids were being safe about it. See, if look, I'm not a parent, and none of us are parents, by the way. So
true.
Just to
That's
point
correct.
That out to all you parents listening.
But we've all been kids.
We've all been kids. We all know what it's like to want to have sex and to know that we're not supposed to have sex. So I think that if you're raising a kid and you're explaining to them how to be safe about sex, how that's what's the most important part. Otherwise, it's just fun. To me, it's just a good old time, and that you shouldn't attach anything else to it. You shouldn't tell them not to do it. You should say, if you're going to do it, please, come here, do it in my house, do it safely, let's make sure you don't get an STD, and let's make sure the girl doesn't get knocked up. What's the problem there? I don't understand what the problem with that is. Why is everybody so afraid of sex?
I think to a large extent, your opinion is skewed by your dislike for the puritanical. Like, you create your
it's
opinion
not that
around
I just dislike
the dislike,
them. They, it doesn't
not
make
around
sense.
What makes sense.
No, they don't make sense. Being afraid of sex doesn't make sense. It's simply based off of some old superstition about the fact that you're not supposed to have sex until you're married. That's what it is. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, Jason. Listen, man, I just want to tell you guys, I found you guys just today, and I listened to you guys. You guys are fantastic. I am going to become an AMP member for sure.
Excellent.
Great.
One thing I'd like to talk to you guys about is I am very much a libertarian with some conservative values.
Okay.
And one thing I'm at odds with is abortion as a whole.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Libertarians always say they want to protect Americans' right to life, liberty, property, and pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
At what point do libertarians decide that they want to protect that human being's life?
Well, I would say that, you know, as far as protecting life goes, it would be murder to kill a child because the child is autonomous from the adult in the sense that it can live and breathe and that kind of thing on its own, whereas a fetus can't.
Well, a child cannot feed itself on its own.
Oh, you mean a baby?
A baby cannot feed itself on its own. If the parent does not feed the child will die.
That's a true statement. I ain't got nothing for that.
That much is true, and I think that, and again, let me point out that libertarians are divided on this issue.
Yeah, good libertarians can disagree on the subject.
Yeah, I just don't, as a libertarian, I personally find abortion to be an abhorrent thing. I think it's a terrible process, and it's something that shouldn't be done. However, I understand that in some cases, it needs to be done, and by the choice,
it's gonna get done. That's
by the
sure.
choice
yeah.
of the mother. Nor would I ever want to outlaw it, because then I know it's just going to go underground. As a libertarian, I know that if you outlaw something, it goes to the black market, then becomes more dangerous, it becomes deadly to the participants, and then you've got the mafia giving abortions, and I don't think we want that.
Okay, and making that statement, I have a couple more questions.
Okay.
We all know that a human being consists of 46 chromosomes.
Yes. Okay.
The only thing in the world that has 46 chromosomes is a human being.
Okay.
So when you have 23 in the sperm and 23 in the egg, as soon as they connect, you have identified a human being. You have 46 chromosomes.
What about Down's kids?
Well, hold on. You've identified hair color, eye color, how tall they're going to be, how old they're going to live to be. You've identified a human being.
Yep.
Just because it doesn't look like a human being, it's still 46 chromosomes.
It's very emotional. It's a very emotional issue, and I don't think anybody's going to agree on this, which is why I think the only real solution for a pro-life libertarian is to simply wage a campaign of an information campaign and just simply try to persuade women to not have them. You know, offer to take the babies, offer to do things, to do whatever it takes to help that baby live, but offering to put them in jail for having the procedure done, I think, is very, very wrong. But thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime. Glad you're listening. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live, and you take control of the show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I don't think abortion is the solution, but what I wanted to bring up was your comment earlier about the cost of imprisoning someone.
Indeed, we'll talk about that. Hang on, Patrick. We'll come back to you. 800-259-5791. The prison system certainly needs some help. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting
receiving the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. That is toll-free. You can bring up anything. You can join us online as well, freetalklive.com. We have lots of good stuff there for you. And from time to time, we do a little auction action. You just go to auction.freetalklive.com. In fact, right now we are auctioning off the second banner on the website, second from the top, that is. You can go and place your bid at auction.freetalklive.com. And I don't care what you want to promote. And virtually anything goes as long as it's not so offensive that even I would turn it down.
Which, yeah, it has to be pretty offensive.
Yeah, it really would. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, back to Patrick in Kentucky. Patrick, you want to talk about the justice, the capital punishment system, the jails. What's on your mind?
Yes, you were talking about the, I don't know what the, I can't remember what the figure was.
50 grand.
50 grand a year to keep somebody in jail.
Okay. Okay, and, you know, I agree with that, but I don't believe that capital punishment is the answer.
No, it's not.
Agreed.
I agree with that.
And
capital punishment's terrible.
Well, it costs a lot more under the current system to kill somebody than it does to imprison them for the rest of their life.
Regardless.
I know that doesn't make any sense, really? But it's true.
And really, the real reason against capital punishment is the fact that innocent people are getting killed.
Yes.
Exactly. Like the guy in California the other day, we don't know whether he was innocent or guilty.
He never admitted to it. What I saw the court case made him look guilty, personally. That's what I thought. But what the heck do I know?
Yeah. Well, even when they apparently had offered to reduce the or give him a not killed the guy if he admitted to it, he still didn't admit to it.
But who are we seeing in prison these days? People with chronic drug problems, methamphetamine problems. I mean, these people don't belong in prison.
Nope, certainly not.
Majority of people, I would say, are in for drug-related crimes.
We could totally change everything simply by ending the war on drugs and pardoning every single person who is in prison because of the war on drugs, for a nonviolent offense. I mean, if you went and broke into somebody's house, then you should stay in jail. But as long as you were just busted for doing drugs, you should be let free.
And there's no real rehabilitation. And
of course not. You just get worse if you're in jail.
Yeah.
Rehabilitation's rocks.
Rehabilitation's ridiculous. You can't take a bad person, put them in a bad place
with
full
bad
of bad people.
People,
and expect them to get out and act good.
Yeah. What do you think they're going to be talking about in their, gardening?
Yeah. Not going to happen. Patrick, great call, man.
Okay.
Thanks. 800-259-5791. You take control of the show and bring up anything like George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Nowich.
Hello, guys.
Hey, dude.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm standing outside the Uptown Theater here, freezing my butt off, expecting a big line to go see that new movie Kong.
Really?
Well, you're our on-site reporter at the D.C. showing of Kong. Great.
What, is it opening tonight?
Yeah, well, it opened last night at midnight.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, we found out a little too late. We thought today was the first day. Anyway, we were expecting this big run, and guess what? I'm the only
Can you back off your phone a little bit?
Oh, sorry.
Just back away from it a little bit.
Okay.
Try again.
Yeah, I'm the only mofo here.
Oh. You're the only guy waiting to see Tom?
Well, my friends are all getting lunch now, so I'm the only one holding the fort to get our food.
Oh, I see. You mean out of your friends, you're the only one there. I thought you were the only guy standing in line waiting to see. Has any of you guys seen the preview? Because I haven't.
I have.
It looks cool.
It does look awesome.
It does look very cool.
He runs around. He looks so much like a monkey. The CG, they just did a great job.
You mean they didn't use stop motion this time out?
Oh, and another thing, while I was waiting to get online, about that sex thing, I'll tell you why so many people are afraid of sex.
Yeah, why?
They got a Whopper Jr., that's why.
I missed it.
You know, they shot it on the clip.
Right. You know, I don't know about that, man. I think maybe a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're just not getting any, and they don't want anybody else to have it either.
Well, why do you think? It's because they aren't exactly gifted in that area.
You know, that's not where... Even if you have a Whopper Jr., you can still make it happen for a lady. I mean, you must know that.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, busting
just being
funny.
All right, George, thanks for the call, man. Hey, enjoy the movie, okay?
Yeah,
thanks,
no problem.
800-259-5791. We haven't done a good movie review on this show in a long while.
I think that guys are far more concerned about penis size than women are.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a reason why average is average. I mean, average is what, 5.5 inches, I think? Something like that.
I don't know. Similar to that.
Well, the reason why that's average is because women have an average size, too.
Right, an average size.
That's true.
Penis for an average size for vagina. Makes good sense. My parents' marriage more or less broke up over a oversized penis.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's oversized. No fun. Wow. If it's no fun, if it hurts, right?
Ooh,
you don't want to hurt your lady.
They don't mind so much.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Let's go to Lee in North Carolina. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Lee.
I called about, I just got kicked out of school.
Whoa. Uh-huh. Wow. What happened?
For having an underground newspaper that is supposedly, according to the First Amendment, I can have it on. I can read it.
You must have not heard. Apparently, the Bill of Rights doesn't apply on government school property. You didn't get that memo, huh?
I guess not. The administration said it could be handed out, and they gave me a place. And then when I handed it out and actually looked at it, that's when they got me.
They didn't like it so much then.
What was the content, might I ask?
It was just talking about teachers. Just messing around.
Talking trash about the teachers?
Yeah. It was just, you know, putting in our own stuff.
Unfortunately, we're losing your call, man. But call us again sometime. We appreciate it. The cell phone's breaking up. 800-259-5791. Yeah, you know, I support it. I encourage it. I mean, by all means, Lee, pass out the underground newspaper. Get the word out there to your fellow students. And be sure you put an advertisement for Free Talk Live in there.
Well, you see, this is one of those conundrums of public schools. I think that the schools school should be able to kick a kid out for an underground newspaper. But I think that school should have to be a private school, and then they're making their decisions.
Absolutely.
And I don't support the existence of public schools, so therefore this would be a problem that would be solved by the administration.
If they're going to exist, though, if a government-run school is going to exist, I would think it would have to abide by the rules of the Constitution.
You would imagine.
Well, you really can't. I mean, how much derision would be going on, you know?
Indeed, which is why they shouldn't exist.
One of the many reasons that they shouldn't exist.
Let's go to so that way you could have different kinds of schools. You could have a school that only wanted to have a newspaper that had one particular viewpoint. You could have a school where they just allowed any sort of thing to be published. I mean, there could be a variety of schools depending on what parents wanted.
Sure. You could have a school in which there was a penis comparison club.
If you could find a sponsor. Let's go to Manuel in Iowa. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, what's
quite
up?
Well.
Well, I guess I'd hate to change the topic from penises.
Don't hate it. Go ahead.
Make a point about capital punishment. I used to be in favor of it.
Me too.
And I think I still am, but I don't think that the state should be doing it because the state is so much worse.
So who do you think should be doing it then, Manuel?
Well, I guess in a stateless society, I guess you would have to do it, you know, in, you know, the traditional, I guess, anarcho-capitalist way. You know, you have punishment agencies or something like that, or at the request of the victim's family.
Now,
I think capital punishment should be the highest maximum allowed.
I think we're talking about something close to vigilantism, which is against the law and people can do anytime they want. I mean, I don't think our Department of Justice should be concerned with vengeance.
I agree with that.
In that case, we should have a Department of Vengeance. But I do think that if somebody killed my mom, I might just go get me a little charge and pop in the county jail to see them.
Well, you know what? That's what happens to a lot of people, that prisoners, they just do the executions on their own. You know, put a child molester in prison? Not going to last too long.
Sure worked on Dahmer.
Thanks for the call, Manuel. 800-259-5791. You take control of the phones. Anything goes. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll-free 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system with over 71,000 posts, well over 1,000 people interacting. It is totally free. It's a lot of fun. freetalklive.com. And when it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you'll get a choice of beautiful flowers fresh from their growers or festive bouquets from their expert designers like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet and a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any one of our 1-800-Flower stores and use code FTL for a special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice. All right, so let's go to the email box here, and let's go to a different topic. This one from Matt. He emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Two thoughts I had. First, Minnesota, right now there's a lot of talk about the meth problem. Of course, there's probably a lot of hype, and yeah, there is. But it sounds like it's a pretty harmful drug. Yeah, it is. And the byproducts are very dangerous as well. There's a simple solution in my mind. Legalize all drugs.
Huzzah!
Indeed. It seems like the main reason people are using meth is because the fact that it is easy to make. I don't know about that. Is it that easy?
Well, it's the reason it's on the market, in the sense of supply-side market, it's easier to produce and therefore get out there, so, you know, it's there.
And is it really easier to produce when there are meth labs that blow up?
Yeah.
Well,
maybe it's simple to make, but a little risky.
Well, I think
certainly risky.
I think the components that go towards making meth are easy to get. I mean, I can go down to my local pool store and, mm-hmm. and pick up one of the components of it if I so chose.
Not that you've done any real research into making meth.
No, I had somebody tell me because I had some muriatic acid in my backseat, uh-huh. and one of my buddies says to me, well, "So, man, you're making meth?" No,
you're cleaning the driveway.
give people choice. He says, "Give people choice without government persuasion, and they'll pick what's best for them." After all, there's a demand for drugs out there. Some people just want to get high. Passing laws will never make that statement untrue. And I gotta agree completely, Matt. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass, how draconian the punishments are. I mean, over in, I think it's Singapore, Thailand, those places, there's death penalties.
Yep.
Death penalties for selling things like marijuana. Yep.
Thailand, Singapore.
But yet people keep getting caught and put to death for selling marijuana.
Well, it's clear that people don't care about their lives in these meth labs because people are getting blown up every once in a while.
It's clear to them, it's clear to me at least, that the risk to them is worth the potential reward, and the reward is very tasty. The reason why is because it's illegal, because you can't go down to the corner store and buy these drugs. You can only get them from the black market, and so therefore the price skyrockets, which makes it very attractive to anybody that's looking for a little bit of money.
Yep.
So, since anybody knows, that, like Matt does, that people want the drugs, it's just a matter of who's got the cojones to supply them, and who will reap the rewards, and who will get caught. It's all an interesting little game. That second point, he says, national defense. In your libertarian utopia, how would you defend against other countries invading the United States? It seems that if we just completely eradicated the federal government, we would be powerless and some new imperialistic country could come in and take over. Sure, the thought of voluntary militia is nice, but can they really defend us against fighter jets, bombs, and other modern-day weaponry?
Well, I don't propose to, personally, you know, my own belief system as opposed to yours, and they don't match in a lot of ways. I believe in a constitutional government, and I think that that means that we maintain a Navy
mm-hmm.
and that we maintain an Air Force.
Okay.
The Marines are a difficult question because they're part of the Navy, sort of, but not the Army. The Army is not constitutional. It should be, you know, it has to be renewed every 2 years currently,
mm-hmm.
and because, you know, that's how long the founding fathers decided an army would be necessary.
So you kind of take the, I think this is kind of the Libertarian Party platform, I guess, and that is to bring all the troops home from around the world, close all the bases around the world, and just bring them back here. And you'd go so far as to say, disband the Army.
Maybe I would have somebody who took care of the tanks or something like that. I certainly would like them working.
Sure.
But to me, National Guard guys can do the tank driving that needs to be done in a full-scale land invasion of the United States of America, which I think is a crazy idea because you
have
one hell of a time conquering America when just every other person has a gun.
Jason, how do you feel about national defense?
Well, my feelings on it are quite similar to Manwich, as a matter of fact. I believe there ought not be any American soldiers in any country in which there is no conflict at all. I mean, there just shouldn't be any American soldiers in any country that isn't called the United States of America.
Yeah.
And really, as far as these yokels who think that we're going to be attacked once we take all of our soldiers and bring them home, where are they going to come from? They're certainly not going to come from the Atlantic or the Pacific. That's downright.
And who's it going to be?
And
Turkey?
Exactly. China? Russia? Where are they going to come from? Mexico? Canada?
I think everyone's clear, and the first Gulf War indicated, you can't win a war with airplanes. You know, Bosnia indicated this, too. You have to have boots on the ground
to subdue the population.
You have to. You have to have them. And those boots have to come from somewhere.
I think we're also showing in Iraq that We can't win a war against a ragtag group of insurgents. Our big bad military, with all of its might, with all of its backing and power and machines and weaponry, they're having a tough time against a bunch of guys that just threw a conflict together and grabbed a bunch of weapons and a couple RPGs and are just running through the streets.
I think you're right and wrong on that issue. We did win the war in Iraq. We overthrew.
We won the war against the Iraq government, but we haven't. We'll never win the war against the people that are defending their country.
War is essentially a legal term, and it has to do with two nations fighting against each other. What we currently have is a police problem.
War is a term that has been destroyed.
War doesn't just mean
that anymore. It means the war on drugs and the war on terrorism.
As soon as we can stop crime here, we can stop crime in Iraq.
Right. Let's go back to, we're going to come back to this. More on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
E equals MC squared is wrong.
What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at RelativityCollapse.net and RelativityCollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at Amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at RelativityCollapse.com, RelativityCollapse.net, or Amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at RelativityCollapse.com or RelativityCollapse.net or Amazon.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791. Or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Toll free, 800-259-5791. You can still take control, even in these remaining moments. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the bulletin board system, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, updates, streaming, and more, all for free. We'll continue to be free because that's the way I think a good talk show website should be. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, we have an option for you. In fact, one of our callers earlier said he was going to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. And that means he's going to go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And he can sign up there using any major credit card. We make it so easy. All we ask is $3 a month. And what do we do with the money? Well, we take it and we turn it right back around into promotion for the show. We advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live with your help. And you are helping. I mean, already our listeners, over 140 of them, have contributed together $1,000 a month to this show. And that's That right there is buying us a half-page advertisement in a major talk radio industry publication. That's getting our show out to program directors and new radio stations and getting us on in new markets. Plus, we're buying internet advertising as well with some extra money from some advertisers. Every dollar that comes into this show, much to Manwich's chagrin, and Jason's, because you're not getting paychecks, is going around to going out to promote the show. And that's what AMP is all about. AMP.freetalklive.com.
I think we can make our paychecks off of the ads while the advertising, the marketing, and the promotion gets handled by AMP. I don't think that's a problem.
Exactly. So AMP.freetalklive.com. All right, now we're going to go back to the national defense question, because you guys both got to answer it.
Yep.
But I didn't get to answer it. It's from Matt. He says, in your libertarian utopia, how would you defend against other countries invading the United States? Now, you guys kind of parroted the typical libertarian line, the small government, the minarchist line of, we should have a military, but it should only be for defense. And I would agree. If you're going to have a military, it should be only for defense.
And however, the amazing thing is, many countries exist without the expansive, huge military that we have.
Right. And I would like to point out that I don't even think the military is necessary. To me, the military is nothing more than the post office in fatigues. It's just another big government program. And really, Matt's concerned with the fact that somebody's going to come in and take over the country. Well, typically, when you have a country A invading country B and taking over, there has to be some sort of an infrastructure to take over. There has to be military bases to take hold of. There have to be, you know, tanks and bombs and planes to get to the spoils of war, if you will, to take a hold of the mechanisms, the military mechanisms and the might of the former country that you just defeated. So you can use that might to subdue the population. So that's what happened that's what they're trying to have happen in Iraq. They've come in, they defeated the military there, and they probably took some of their weapons and took whatever they possibly could from the Iraqi military, and now they're trying to subdue the population. Well, the tricky part about invasion is, as we're seeing in Iraq, subduing the population. When you put a military up against another military, it's inevitable that one of them's going to lose. That's just how it is. But it's after the fact that things get tricky. Well, let's just take away all of that infrastructure. Think about it. If you're China, which is, again, what a lot of people are afraid is going to, for some reason, they're afraid they're going to invade us. What do you do? Where do you invade? Where are the central points that you want to take control of? Who do you attack first? And where do you go from there? There's no military bases. There's no military to fight. You're going to be fighting the citizens. You're going to be fighting the people of that country. And again, I'm envisioning a no military country here at all. And the citizens might just organize themselves into militia groups. They might just be lone gunmen. You don't know what you're going to be facing. You have no way to predict the kind of defense that the country could come up with. And who's to say what kind of free market defenses people could come up with? I mean, if really people were asking for instance, missile defense, if that was something that people wanted, the market would provide it. And they'd do it a lot quicker than the government ever could. They're still
and cheaper for that
They're
matter.
Still working on it after decades. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. See you online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.